Welcome to A Very Outspoken Christmas. It's that time of year to crank Mariah Carey in the car and begin your Christmas shopping.
Our names are Amy Kate and Sophie Tauber. We're identical triplets, and during the festive season, we have an identical opinion. Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year. In this special series, we're discussing all things Christmas with help from some influential Australians.
Four for you, Glen Coco. You go, Glen Coco.
And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's going to find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
I can't believe this is our last episode of A Very Outspoken Christmas. And wow, we thought it was important to debrief because, my goodness, it has been a very tiring couple of days, hasn't it?
Sorry, I cannot concentrate because Sophie is sitting opposite me. She is trying to quickly get ready for her anniversary dinner, which is on in, I think, an hour and a half or maybe less.
Well, I've got to leave at 6:30 and it's almost 6 o'clock. No, is it almost 6 o'clock?
Yeah, we've got to paint the picture. She's currently straightening her halo hair extensions.
She's got to, it's very, can you stop doing that? We've got to, let's be professional.
We need to
here.
Focus on Christmas. Well, I know Christmas is over. This is Sophie signifying Christmas is well and truly over. She's moved on. But Kate, I've got to ask you.
Can
okay,
I just
she's
say
just,
though,
she's just hit the microphone look, this with has gone, hair straightener.
This has gone very rogue very quickly, but I've got to say, while you're straightening your hair, Sophie, and we've asked you to stop doing it because it's making a noise, but anyway, she's going to keep doing it. I really regret the fact that I did not wear my hair extensions on Christmas Day. I was rushed. I had to get to Mum and Dad's house because we needed to open presents before Soph had to leave. I'm not saying it's your fault, Soph.
Oh my gosh, that reminds me. Did anyone see on our Insta story, Kate gave me so much shit on our previous podcast that I was going to be late for Christmas Day, and I was right on time. Kate was, I think, 15
Whoa.
Minutes late.
Well, look, I don't think you were right on time. I was before you, Amy.
Can I just say, I did not factor in that I would be needing to drop my dog Shadow off at his grandparents' house. So that's what threw me out.
Bad
but
luck.
Yeah, anyway, I don't even have a Christmas photo to share on Instagram because I literally looked like crap. And Mum's like, I just want a photo of you all standing next to the tree. Does anyone else's parents do that?
They're always the most awkward looking, weirdly lit photos.
Yeah, they're just not good. Anyway, well, talking about Christmas Day, we did have a great day. It was a little bit soured because our dad was sick for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
And that's a big thing because he loves Christmas.
Well, this was on Christmas Eve, and we do, as a tradition, Christmas Eve dinner with our parents. And everyone just assumed Dad was outside cooking a barbecue because Mum had not said anything about his whereabouts.
I actually rocked up really late to this Boxing Day dinner.
Well, that was a shock.
No, but I had a really, really good excuse. So I was leaving home. I had to go pick Dale up because he'd been out for a few drinks. Anyway, I walk out, and there's a man that's just collapsed over the road in a driveway.
I thought this was a very elaborate lie from Amy.
Well, I've only just heard that Dale was out getting drinks. I feel like that's the real reason you were late. But
no, it honestly wasn't. Anyway, so I had to ring the ambulance, and I couldn't believe how many people just walked past this man and just didn't say anything. And just, it was the total bystander effect. So anyway, when I got to dinner finally, I thought you guys were pranking me that Dad was sick.
Well, unfortunately we weren't, and he wasn't well Christmas Day either. So it was a bit flat. It really did miss Dad because Dad makes Christmas so special, but Mum did an amazing job. I don't know how she did it. She made a delicious Christmas lunch and it was so lovely. Our Nana was there and she was having a really good day.
Now we should get on to our predictions for our Kris Kringle because I was completely wrong. I was right on one account though. I did receive a candle, but it was from Kate's boyfriend, Reese.
Yeah, I thought he did really well with his present. I was pretty impressed with that. And Amy, what did you get?
I got a microphone for my camera from Brandon, which I absolutely love. That was amazing.
Yeah, see, I thought Brandon might have me, but God, I can't even. Oh, Sophie had me. I had got a beautiful pineapple brass door knocker, which was really random. I was
so
definitely rough. Not expecting that.
What was something for your new home?
Well, what about for main presents? What did everyone just get quickly?
Well, because Sophie, you had the very life-changing gift that you were told about that you were trying to get it out of me. She kept asking me questions about it.
Well, I did actually predict this gift a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
When Brandon told me about it, but I was embarrassed because I thought it sounded too expensive. But yeah, he ended up getting me a very generous gift, which was a camera bag and basically all the equipment you need for it. So I was very, very spoiled.
Are we going to see you vlogging soon, Sophie?
No, not vlogging, just using it for our videography business and that's potentially right. You know, getting a bit more into photography.
Well, I am set to be the next Nigella Lawson because Reese got me a pink Smeg mixer. And I am so excited. Like, literally, since I've been watching Nigella Lawson, I've wanted one of those stand mixers so I don't have to stand there and, like, beat cream and stuff. So I actually was so excited. I couldn't believe it. And I also got a lovely Pandora bracelet and a, oh, funnily enough, Reese got me a print of the three of us of our Outspoken podcast.
I think you should put it up on the Instagram.
Album artwork.
I haven't even seen this.
Yeah, I'll put it on the Instagram. I've got to frame it. And Amy, I know you and Dale had kind of set presents. Were there any surprises?
Yeah, I did get one surprise. I got, of course, the computer monitor, which is actually meant to be arriving today, which I'm very excited about. And there was another huge present under the Christmas tree, which actually has a very funny story involving you, Kate. So basically what the present was I've been saying I want a little trolley so I can carry all my camera equipment around with me on shoots, just because it's so hard to carry. Anyway, he kindly got me one of those because my present was arriving late, which was very sweet. The funniest thing was that Soph and I happened to buy Kate a gift that was in a similar size box.
Well, hang on. Why, if it was at, did Dale keep it at mom and dad's house or something?
No. So what happened is we needed to go open presents over at Dale's mum's. So we had these two boxes in the car. I only kind of tore open my present to reveal this trolley. And I sort of just put the paper again over it, put it back in the car. So when it came the time to unload the presents at mum and dad's house, I assumed I was taking out your gift.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so we brought Kate over to this gift and we're excitedly like, oh, so it's like, I'm going to film you opening up your present. She starts opening up this sort of beach trolley that's meant to have camera equipment in it.
I saw beach trolley and I'm like, because I said, can you please get me something for my house? And I was like, this is a bit random. Like, you know, when you kind of like, what? Like, not to be ungrateful, but I was like, what's this?
You didn't hide your reaction either.
And then everyone's, have you got that still, Sophie?
No, it accidentally deleted, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'd be putting it up on the Instagram.
Well, I was happy to find out that was actually Amy's gift. And I had received a very nice gold drinks cart from Amy and Sophie, which I love. It's already set up. I mean, I don't actually really drink alcohol, but it looks very nice in the house.
Is it just me or is anyone else absolutely frothing all the what I got for Christmas vlogs?
I have been absolutely loving these vlogs. It's literally all I've been doing. I've been loving Anastasia and Saffron Barker's Christmas vlogs. And I feel like, yeah, it could be perceived as a bit tone deaf to be showing off about the gifts you got, but I still love it.
I did have a bit of a chuckle watching Saffron Barker's What I Got for Christmas vlog because everything was the same. It was all these weird statues of bums for her house.
Oh, my God, what is that? That must be like the thing in England. Right. Any of our English listeners, can you write in? Because I'm not getting it.
No, and it was also like weird vases with all these sort of outlines of faces on everything.
Well, Anastasia Kingsnorth got a pot with boobs on it. And she's like, I'm really, you know, careful about the aesthetic in the house. I'm going to put some white nail polish on the nipples because I need the nipples to be white.
Oh my God.
She also got a Smeg kettle that was really nice, but I noticed it was not the top model.
Just back to the gift of the pot with the boobs on it and the bum. I feel like that should be part of the influencer starter kit that's moving out because they all have that. And then they've got those Gucci or
Dior books. We should have bought you one of those boob pot plants, Kate. That might have been really, you might have made you seem a bit younger.
Oh my gosh, I actually saw one that was a penis one. So it was a man and it just had his, like, you know, his abs and stuff. And then this dick hanging out.
Oh my gosh. I said to Brandon, because I forced him to watch the What I Got for Christmas vlog. And I said, mark my words, this time next year, they'll be in their houses being like, what the fuck is this? And throwing every single one of them out.
Sorry, talking, it just reminded me of that ab thing. Did anyone see Kim Kardashian's Christmas Day outfit?
Oh my God. I'm talking about Brandon a lot, but I was next to him when I saw it and I had to show him. How uncomfortable would that be?
I know.
When you were eating dinner, it was this really, really tight.
It was kind of like a latex.
Green latex top.
It was a corset, wasn't it? And it had like, it looked like men's abs on it.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
Very strange.
I did actually think, because I don't follow Kim Kardashian anymore, but I made the effort to go onto her Instagram account to look at her stories because I love looking at their Christmas Eve party. And of course, it was cancelled this year.
Well, it was very disappointing. They shared a few things. The best thing I saw was the fact that Kylie shared that Travis Scott gave their daughter Stormy this kind of like princess pumpkin kind of cart thing, you know, that you put like the horses carry. I don't,
oh yeah, that's
what's
cute.
It called?
A horse and cart?
Well, yeah, but it didn't have a horse. It was just the cart and inside were all these fairy princess costumes.
Do you reckon they're a bit absent from social media this year because of the flack they've received from their extravagant 40th birthday, from Kim's extravagant 40th birthday and their trips? Do you think maybe there was a lot going on behind the scenes that they didn't film?
No, I reckon it's just because they didn't have the extravagant Christmas Eve party.
I think they would have had a smaller private version of it.
One thing I loved about the Kardashians' Christmas was Kourtney shared her light display and it cracked me up because they were vintage Christmas lights. They're literally exactly the same as our Uncle Paul's display. They're those big kind of light up characters. So she had all these snowmen, all these Santa Claus out the front. It looked amazing. And
that's because they're all about vintage though, aren't they?
Yeah, everything was vintage. And I've got to say, her cookies were amazing. I'm going to put them on our Insta story. Look at these. Because we made cookies over Christmas. Oh, wow. These are next level.
Well, she obviously didn't make them. They're obviously bought.
Well, these are for Santa.
Oh, wow.
So when Santa comes to our house, he's getting some crummy beer. He's getting...
Santa got a digestive biscuit in our house.
Well, we didn't get anything from my house because I don't have children. Well, talking about impressive Christmas spreads, I saw Roxy Jasenko went to the Sydney Park Hyatt for her Christmas lunch and it looked absolutely amazing. It had very impressive Kourtney Kardashian style cookies. But the funniest part was that her kids pressured her into renting a room after their meal so that they could have a little nap.
Oh my gosh, the Christmas nap is so important. I was dying for a Christmas nap, to be honest.
I don't think I ever have had one.
Are you serious?
No, because we're rushing around because I normally cook Christmas dinner and Amy experienced having to prepare Christmas dinner on her own, which I've got to say was very impressive. You had some great vegetarian options that I ate on Boxing Day.
I got some really good feedback for that Christmas, actually. Do you know what? It wasn't just in the past you've done it, but Soph and I have helped somewhat. This was honestly just on my own. I was expecting Sophie to come over, but she couldn't come over.
No, Sophie never helps.
No. Oh my gosh. I totally get why some women hate Christmas now.
Look, can we just say Sophie's actually left the room because she was making so much noise trying to straighten her hair to get ready for her anniversary dinner. So we can bag her out and say she never helps with Christmas.
No, she doesn't.
Food. Amy, what are your thoughts? We've talked about what we think people should wear on Christmas Day. And I found it really interesting because Molly May came out and said, am I the only one that doesn't make an effort on Christmas Day? And I mean, she looked stunning like she normally does, but she literally was wearing, you know, tracky dacks with no makeup on it and her hair in a bun.
Yeah, but that was the standard look in the UK because most of the UK is in lockdown. So if I was in that situation, I would be exactly the same. And it's freezing cold over there.
Well, I was watching Anastasia Kingsnorth Christmas Day vlog and I found it so interesting because she was another one that did not get ready. Her and her family stayed in their pajamas the whole day. She even vlogged with like pimple cream on her face. And what I found even more interesting is they gave each other really lavish gifts. However, that kind of seemed to be it. They had their lunch with just the three of them. And they literally sat and watched TV all day. Now, I understand that there are lockdown rules. However, Anastasia said that's how she always spends Christmas.
Well, I suppose that's what happens when you don't have a big family. I must admit that after Christmas dinner, I got changed into my penguin pajama pants. It was the best move I'd made. I felt so comfortable. I had people stay at my house until 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, God.
There were talks of it being the best Christmas day in years.
Look, I find that really offensive because I wasn't there for the dinner that was apparently the best.
Yeah, we had D&Ms going. It was great.
Well, one Christmas day that I really enjoyed looking at on Instagram was Saffron Barker's. Now, she is a UK influencer for those who don't follow her. And she, of course, was having to, you know, be in lockdown. However, so she just had her immediate family, but her boyfriend was able to come over and stay with them. And it was so bougie, the Christmas they put on. She actually wore this gold sparkly dress. And I'm thinking, you're wearing that to your house? It literally looked like a dress you'd wear to... All I could think of was the Arias, like an award night. And I had a look because Saffron and her mum have a podcast and they actually did a Christmas Day episode, which was pre-recorded. And her mum spoke about how she always gives Saffron a Christmas Day outfit. And I thought that's kind of cool because you're always like stressing about what to wear. But I mean, personally, no offense to my mum, I don't know if I'd like what she picks out because I can't even pick things out for myself.
Let's just be honest though. The outfit for Christmas Day is for photos.
Exactly. You take your photo and then you can put comfy clothes on. But her dress, I had a look and it was actually £295. And wow. I thought, I mean, that's expensive. Well, yeah, that is very expensive.
That's nearly $600 Australian.
Yeah, but it did look like a really fancy dress. One other outfit I really liked was Chloe Zepp's. Did you see this? I mean, I would never wear this Christmas Day because she was wearing like a silky crop top and a silky skirt. However, her abs were on display and they looked amazing. Like, I don't know how she's just had a kid.
Yeah, she does look incredible. Their whole Christmas day looked very aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, did you see the balloon nutcracker? Like, yeah. I loved their theme. I was like, if I had money, this is what I'd do for our white party.
If I had money.
Well, which I don't. So. Oh, another Christmas day I loved watching on Instagram story, because my thing is I don't really watch it on Christmas Day, but on Boxing Day, I lay in bed till like 11 a.m. watching everyone's Christmas days. And I loved looking at Brittany Saunders because she was at her grandma's house and the gran is a bloody legend. And for Christmas, Brittany set her gran up an Instagram account. And at the time she gave it as a gift to her nan, it had like 17,000 followers on it.
Oh my gosh.
So the nan was doing these really cute Instagram stories about like Brittany's like, say this. And it's like, hi everyone, welcome to my Instagram account. It was so cute.
Oh, that is really cute. I did enjoy watching Kira Maguire's wrap up of her Christmas Day as well, because she posted some amazing videos of her spread, but she also posted this hilarious photo of her and her boyfriend Matt, who was on Love Island, and they were wearing matching ugly Christmas sweaters, which I loved.
Oh, that's the best. The food that I think it was at Matt's parents' house was bloody amazing. I mean, I thought the food that we had was good. I'm like, who are these people like whipping up this restaurant quality food? Like, I'm like, did they make it or did they get a chef to do it?
I don't know. I feel like there are some people who do get it catered.
Well, back to Christmas Day outfits. What did you think of Sammy Robinson and her mum and her sister all wearing white? They were all wearing 1 mile white dresses. And I was thinking they should have been invited to our white party.
Yeah. I don't know if they'd come, but I
don't think they would.
They definitely looked the part for our white Christmas party. I actually love that. I love a good Christmas Day theme. I mean, as I've said in the past, Sammy Robinson could wear a potato sack and she'd look amazing. It would probably sell out. So yeah, exactly, she looked incredible on Christmas Day.
Well, talking about some influencers that probably didn't have a great day was Steph Claire Smith and her husband, Josh Miller. Now, for those who don't know, that they were actually in lockdown over Christmas because they visited Manly during that period where the cluster started to grow. And poor things, they obviously were trying to make it special. They had pancakes. However, Steph filmed Josh putting baking soda on his pancakes rather than icing sugar. So not seem to be a good day for them.
No, it looked like they had a cute little lunch, but I saw that Josh mowed the lawn on Christmas Day. I mean, What else are you going to do really when you're stuck inside? It's just the two of you.
Yeah, I know. It would be really hard to make that special. Like, I mean, I suppose you do a Zoom call, but that's about it.
Mm.
One thing I've been really impressed by is that Steph has been doing this Disney inspired, I think it's Disney or Looney Tunes, one of those sort of cartoons that she's been drawing as a plaque to put her son's name in the middle.
Have is that what this? That is?
Yeah. She's bloody talented. It looks really good. It looks like a lot of fun. I really wanted to do Christmas coloring in. Like, I've got a Christmas coloring in book, but I'm going to have to save it for next year.
Okay, mental note to self. Kate and Sophie are going to start coloring in Looney Tunes characters now just because Steph Claire Smith has.
I know. I'll just... so influenced by her.
Well, I saw Olivia Rogers was doing a lot of painting over Christmas as well. Maybe that's what you do when you're stuck in isolation over Christmas.
Yeah, I felt really bad for her because she had to drive her fiance Justin down to get a COVID test on Christmas Day. So that didn't look very festive. However, her mum's house, geez, I'd love to live there. It looks like they've been having a great time now because they got out of isolation on Boxing Day. So, yeah, they've been definitely making up for it, and good on them.
I did see Olivia enjoying her nuggies and chips from McDonald's.
Oh, my gosh. I'm literally, as we're recording this, so hungry. Like, I have about a 50-minute drive to get to my house, and I may be going past the drive-thru, except Reese is making me veggie burgers, so that might be really ungrateful.
I'm actually starving. I've been trying to not to eat. I've got so many leftovers. It's so disgusting because... I don't know how they got there, but there's Christmas colored M&Ms that have somehow ended up on my bedside table.
Oh, I wonder how they got there.
I don't know how they got there. And my morning started the other day, this is actually foul, with two handfuls of the M&Ms and some gherkins.
Gherkins?
Yeah, because I bought gherkins because our grandma used to always serve gherkins and I was starving. We were watching a royal documentary in bed while eating M&Ms and I was eating gherkins.
I respect that. I mean, when else are you going to do that? That's what you have to do in these confusing days after Christmas. I have been loving eating this big box of Rose's chocolates. Reese's nan gave them to us and they are just like individually wrapped. There's a lot of plastic waste going on. But I feel like it's my duty as Reese's allergic to tree nuts to eat all the hazelnut ones. And there are two variety of hazelnut ones. So I've been working my way through them.
Just saving lives, really, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. One chocolate at a time. But Reese is refusing to eat any of them because he's back on his like diet. So I feel like it's kind of bad because I'm going to have to eat them all.
Hasn't he listened to our previous episode where Olivia Rogers says no to diets after Christmas?
Yeah, exactly right. Well, I'm definitely indulging. Well, look, now that we're both starving, I think we're going to have to wrap this podcast up and go home to our leftover desserts. I made a Malteser cheesecake, which I will have to make for you, Amy, because it was meant to be for Christmas lunch, but it didn't set in time.
Can I just say, Kate, we've got to have really another Christmas day for our dad, don't we? Just to punish all of our boyfriends for another Torba family Christmas event.
Yeah, I feel like we will, and I will make the Malteser cheesecake again. Reese actually made some suggestions. He said that white chocolate might be good in it this time.
Ooh, I don't like white chocolate.
No, but for the base.
I've got to say, just looking forward to Christmas 2021, I've already put the challenge down on my own Instagram, but I don't know if you're going to accept, Kate. Next year, I want to extend the challenge from just our Christmas trees, which to everybody, this is Amy talking, everybody said the truth. My Christmas tree looked like trash. And I've got to say, it looked like trash. It needed to be watered. It's dead, basically. And that is because I've had the Christmas tree since the 1st of December, so it was a little bit unfair.
No, I think it was before. I think it was like late November.
Anyway, it's been up for a while, but I want to extend the competition from Christmas trees onto Christmas lights.
Well, I am up for taking you on that challenge because my house has so much Christmas light potential. I will have to get Reese excited about it. He is very competitive, but I'm so excited because there's no fence. Like, it's just all garden. It's sort of like a tiered garden. I can see a lot of those Christmas things that Kourtney Kardashian had. I mean, they're probably going to be expensive now that the Kardashians have had them in their vintage. Maybe I can rent some off Uncle Paul.
Maybe. Got to get on Facebook Marketplace. We're going to throw the challenge out there. Hopefully we actually go through with it next year because I don't know what house I'm going to be working with. Who knows if I'm going to be renting or if I've bought somewhere, I suppose.
Won the lottery.
Yeah, I know. Whatever happens. But thank you guys so much for listening to A Very Outspoken Christmas. We hope we did provide you with a little bit of Christmas joy.
Yeah, we're hoping to bring this series back next year. I mean, as in saying that, it was quite difficult during this festive season to put it all together. But, you know, it's the best thing to do to get into the festive spirit. I'm sad that Christmas is over.
And if you do want to hear more from us, please go and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts because it really does help. Of course, we've been a bit harsh on some influencers, so our rating's a little bit low. So if you are a big fan of it, please help us out and leave us a 5-star review so we can climb up a little bit further on the charts.
Yeah, and also share where you're listening to our podcast from. We'd love to see. I know a lot of people will be on holiday or just bumming around the house like I've been doing, so I'd love to see it.
And we do really want to continue doing all these podcasts for you, so that's why we do ask if you can leave us a 5-star review. We're pushing through this Christmas period because I want podcasts to listen to, and everyone seems to be on their Christmas break, so we thought, nah, we're going to keep doing it.
I know. I was driving over here for 50 minutes, and I really was scraping the barrel of things to listen to. I'll have to start listening to my own podcast.
Yeah, so if you're scraping the barrel listening to this, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for scraping the barrel. Anyway, we'll let you go there. Okay. Thank you again for listening.